This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive, listening.
I'm uncomfortable with that, Reg.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Yeah, it is. Mokarum Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial. 281-222-2222. And this is definitely a little reaction Monday. We got a lot going on in the city. In and around the city, no doubt about it. The Rockets take it on the chin and are eliminated from the NBA playoffs last night. The Astros, they lose game three versus the White Sox with a weather delay. Didn't even play nine. Gave a game away in what was it, the sixth inning or the fifth or sixth inning, where they gave up the lead, yeah. Comfortable lead. Felt like they were going to coast to a nice little victory right there.
Then they gave up a 5-4.
Yeah,
being 5-4.
In Lance McCullers' start, they end up giving away the lead, and so that the Astros give that one up in frustrating fashion. But we got Lance McCullers on the bump, had a good outing. You got Jake Myers for one of a handful of times that he's lived up to that. What is it, Jake from Rake Farm?
He went crazy. He had
a historic day. So we got a lot going on in the city here. But as well as we always do, I want to thank everybody out there listening. Thank you for listening. We greatly appreciate it. We love you, Houston. Download the Odyssey app. Do us a big favor. Download the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download the Odyssey app. Keep us obviously live on your hip anywhere and everywhere that you go. There's all kind of cool features. All the segments that we have every single day are podcasted and placed right there on the Odyssey app, as well as all the podcasts, Utopia with Sean Pendergast, as well as that Big Orange Wagon with Tyler Milner and Patrick Creighton. All things Astros rocking and rolling right now with the season. It's a good one to stay plugged into always, but definitely now. Make sure you follow, subscribe, comment, give Neil, flip Neil bird emoji, whatever you want to do. Tell them what you think about their work. They'll greatly appreciate it. All right, boys. You know, this is the time of year after the draft, before the season starts. There's a lot of rookie mini camps that have already started to take place. Ours is here in Houston. Is
the ninth starts the ninth?
Yeah, so it's creeping up on us right here.
A little bit later on this week,
and we're gonna get to lay our eyes on these rookies and look, the O linemen that everybody's speaking highly of. We'll see about that. We'll see what that looks like. But the wide receiver taken number 34 overall by the Texans, Jaden Higgins out of Iowa State. We're gonna be able to see him and see just how much like Nico Collins he really is. Wide receiver number 79 overall pick. Jalen Noel, again, out of Iowa State. We'll get to lay eyes on him. Cornerback Jalen Smith out of USC, pick number 97. Definitely love watching the corners, the defensive skill players as well. And then running back Woody Marks out of USC as well. We'll get to see him. I mean, they'll all, obviously all be there, but those are the players that I'm most excited about seeing. And boys, Jaden Higgins, the number one, the number 34 overall pick, yep. The first wide receiver that the Texans have taken.
First player they took.
Yeah, the first player that they took, the first wide receiver that they took. He's getting a lot of run, and rightfully so, rightfully so. Like I said, we'll see how Nico Collins-like he is. But I'm Ross Tucker. He comes on the morning show. I actually played with Ross. He's a friend. I know him. He does a hell of a job with his podcast, and he has all these different NFL, I'll call them analysts, if you will, but they're more deep divers on film and really break down players. And it seems like the more we hear about Jalen Noel out of Iowa State, again, the third pick this year in the draft for the Texans, it was number 79 overall pick. The more we hear about him, the better we feel. But I'm going to be honest with you, man. Ross had Emory Hunt on his podcast, which, again, is a deep-diving analyst, if you will. And he had some really, really impressive words and thoughts on Jalen Noel. And this kind of thing right here, this is – because I've got respect for Ross. I think Ross brings folks on that aren't trying to stir the pot. They're not trying to kick the ant bed. They're literally telling you what they believe they see, wholeheartedly believe they see. And when somebody that does that for a living comes up and makes these kind of remarks about a player that the Texans drafted in the third round, I get good and turned on. Here is Emory Hunt on Ross Tucker's podcast talking about Texans draft pick this year, wide receiver Jalen Noel.
Noel, to me, Ross, reminds me so much. I know this lofty praise, but how he plays and how he conducts his business reminds me so much of Steve Smith Sr. I thought that one was a huge steal. He's going to have an impact role right away as a rookie.
Ron, if somebody that, again...
And again, not the Steve Smith of the... I might come get you, gal, Steve Smith. Not that Steve Smith.
I mean, it is that one, but it's
the receiver.
I imagine
you're sorry.
He was getting gals the
one
back
then. The one that made Jake Delhomme a thought-of quarterback.
Yeah, that's – I mean, that turns me on. Because, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Emory Hunt is 100% right all the damn time. I'm not going to tell you Ross Tucker and everybody he brings on his podcast are 100% right all the time. But if anybody out there that does it for a living watches Jalen, is it Noel or Noel? It looks like Noel to me.
It's
Noel,
spelled
okay.
Noel, but they go Noel.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I was laughing at that guy because he comes out of the gate, Noel.
No, it's Noel. Noel. But yeah, but the point is that if anybody even shapes their mouth to say that said player is Steve Smith-like, I want him on my squad 10 out of 10 times. Because not only, obviously, Steve Smith's a really good player, but the way in which he played the game with a chip on his shoulder, with a certain level of dog, I mean, having that level of player on this offense, one, this offense needs it desperately.
Because it seems like that's what they're trying to.
I mean, they need it desperately, assuming it's not just style of play that he's talking about. But even if it is, I'm cool with it either way. Ron, if the second wide receiver the Texans took in this year's draft ends up being a guy that even remotely close to, I don't even care if it's just stylistically, reminds us of Steve Smith Sr., Nick Caserio hit it out of the ballpark once again.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Smith, man, that's a big – and when I look at him, like Steve Smith, size-wise, I mean, height-wise was small, but he was put together.
Yeah.
A thick dude that kind of – he doesn't look like Tank, but he is somebody that played in the way of Tank. And what I mean is he was not just stuck in one spot, right? Steve Smith wasn't just a slot receiver, although his size looked like it, but he wasn't just a slot receiver, very much like Tank. Tank, he would line up outside. They would try to get matchups outside on him. And I that's an interesting comp just because size-wise, just body size-wise, he doesn't seem to match what Steve is. But as we heard from Jalen Noel, he spoke, he said, he's a high IQ player, which I think Steve Smith was. A guy he said he feels can run any kind of routes on the route tree. So potentially we'll see that. If they do pull that off, this that mentality, if they pull that off, what do you used to say, ice up?
Oh, yeah, ice up, son.
Ice up, son. Like, if they pull that off, that is somebody where he is not put in a positional box.
Yeah.
That you can do a lot of different things in. Like, I think Christian Kirk is probably in more of a slot role.
Yeah, but when I think stylistically, similar to Christian Kirk, I think, okay, smaller slot that's kind of shifty. When I think stylistically similar to Steve Smith Sr., I mean, that can play inside or out, that can run the entire route tree, that'll run away from you or run through you, that plays with a chip on his shoulder, that demands everybody around him raise their game to a level of acceptance of, hey, man, this is how we're going to practice, how we're going to play. This is the chip we're going to play with, the chip we're going to have on our shoulder when we play. It's an identity of the offense. And, boy, you just don't pick Steve Smith Sr. if you're not to some level talking about that, in my opinion. I mean, I'm not gonna watch a kid play and he be soft as hot butter, but go, boy, he is built like Steve Smith, and he plays the game a little bit, but like Steve Smith. The big part of Steve Smith's game was the chip on the shoulder, the hard ass, the dog that he has in him. And so, man, I mean, when I heard Emory Hunt say that, I said, boy, this could be better than I thought. So, if Jalen Noel is more than just a backup, or Noel, I'm sorry, is more than just a backup slot to Christian Kirk, if he's more than that, which this is, tells me he is, man, I mean, you talk about it, it's even a better draft than what I thought, Ron. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And he is one that I really like a lot, Clint. I just do feel like if he's Steve Smith, that's, if there's a feel of a Steve Smith, because Clint, D'Amico will sniff that out. And that will, you think you potentially are turned on from that. D'Amico Ryans would love that type of player from the receiver position.
Yeah.
And Noel said himself when he spoke to the media, I love to block. He talked about that as well, which maybe adds the physicality to him. But I've always looked at him, Clint, and thought, well, maybe he is. Maybe his minutes and his snaps are really kind of contingent on what Kirk does and how much Kirk plays. Because you would look at it, you would think he's behind him. But if there is more to his game, maybe it isn't. It isn't if Christian Kirk is there. Because they're going to give Christian Kirk every opportunity. He's making the amount of money he's making, and this is a third-round pick. But maybe he's not just in the box of being his back.
Well, and look, Ron, we'll just be honest, man. If there's so many, and this is more of a podcast, but that needs to be done, a longer form deal. But when you look at how the Texans are wired, whether it's C.J. Stroud and how they're going to have to win games, or the wide receiver crew and how they're going to have to deploy those guys, the tight end that can't pass protect, these are all things that you're going to need four wide receivers to be really good and produce consistently. And I don't know if John Metchie ends up in that top four. I don't know if it's Noel. I don't know how what that ends up shaking out, what that looks like. But again, we hadn't heard anybody talking about John Metchie and John Metchie, comparing John Metchie to Steve Smith Sr.
Yeah, oh no.
Like, I mean, ain't nobody doing that. No, so,
and he's a second round pick.
Right, right. That's a different animal right here. I'm Clint Stern alongside Ron Hughley, who it is Ron, the show Hughley's 41st birthday today. Big shout out. Big shout out to Reginald Atatula for bringing the queso and chips and the El Tiempo margaritas in the building. Appreciate that. That's big time. 41 don't happen but once for you, Ron.
Yeah, generally.
41 don't have. I got a question for y'all, though, by the way, real quick before we get out of here.
I'm in it.
On the eve of the Rockets getting eliminated, 103-89, down the stretch, it wasn't close. It was.
And they had to fight to get to 89.
It was all over but the crying. It was typical. Golden State had a little small lead. The Rockets missed a couple of shots, a couple of piss poor possessions, and they go down, and Steph's doing his damnedest to put the nail in the coffin with a three, and I'll be damned if he didn't do it a couple times. I mean, it was Buddy Hield. Anyway, Buddy Hield got me thinking. Can Jalen Green be Buddy Hield? I honest to God, I think that, like, I'm watching that game last night, Ron, and I'm like, that's who this dude is. If he comes out, can he get hot and give you 30?
Consistent of a shooter.
Oh, no, I know. Well, yeah. I mean.
But you're talking about get 30 his way.
I'm talking about, can you come out with him on the floor and run your offense, and if he knocks down a couple of threes early and you sense he's feeling it, can he be in a seven-game series, in two games, can he impact the game the way that Buddy Hield did last night? Like, to me, it's crazy to think that I went into the series thinking, all right, Jalen Green, it's time to arrive. It's time to let the NBA know that you're that dude. You're a one. You can go put up 30 in a damn playoff series. And the way I see it right now on the backside is it's Buddy Hield.
So let's look at Buddy Hield in this series.
Okay.
Buddy Hield in this series, game one, 2 points in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Game two, 5 points and five rebounds in 15 minutes.
That sounds like Jalen.
And then his, well, not the minutes, though. Jalen was doing that.
One of these games, he was 0 for 6 from three-point line in the first half, too.
And then clearly Steve Kerr made an adjustment with him in his minutes. Then he goes to 29 minutes, and he gets 17 points. Then game four, he gets 15 points in 30 minutes. Then it sinks back down the next two games. He gets 4 and 0 in games 5 and 6, and then 33 in game 7. That sounds like a role play. My only thing is Buddy was never ever brought here or thought or were handed the keys of being the guy like Jalen Green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And can Jalen dip back into it while somebody else takes over that role? I just wonder if he could. I think he could maybe do that somewhere else, but I wonder how difficult that would be for him to do that here, where he was thought of as the dude.
Unless he just welcomes it. And I would be willing to bet
like
you that
he was welcoming that stuff.
You betcha.
Like, he looked like he was good on it.
You betcha.
Yeah, he looked like he was. All right, coming up as we continue right here live on The Drive, news from the Astros. It is not good news. We will give you the latest, and there's more to the Yordan Alvarez situation. We'll let you know what that is coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bistros ain't loyal.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Welcome back in. Yes, I am 41. 41st birthday, baby.
Is that my boy Ron?
Clint Sterner is looking at an old photo that some of my good friends just decided to send me from the old college years.
The showman.
Well done. Well done. Happy 41st.
Yeah.
It took me a while to find you in the photo.
You found me there.
I did. But he's buried.
Underneath.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ron Hughley.
Underneath coverage.
On the bottom looking up.
Underneath coverage.
Yeah. He don't know who's got deep, but he knows who's got underneath.
Underneath coverage. I got it for you. All right. As we're in, man, we're having a good time today. Even though we are kind of struggling through the Rockets season as it has come to a close. I think an overall great season that obviously had a tough ending. But we will continue with that just in a bit. But Clint, this news from Yordan Alvarez is kind of right now the biggest news in the city in terms from a sports perspective, and that is, according to Chandler Rome of The Athletic, Yordan Alvarez is going to the IL with right hand inflammation. We know he set out the last two games with that injury. He was scratched late on Saturday and then set out Sunday. Now, I do want to make it clear that after he was scratched on Sunday, according to the captain, his manager, he said that Yeah, look, you know, Yordan is, it's nothing serious. They don't believe that imaging is something that is something that they need to do. They said Yordan is feeling better, but the Astros are going to stay away from him today. Espada said the team doesn't think imaging is necessary for the right hand.
So I'm trying to do the best I can.
There you go, Joe. There's the captain. And Joe Espada said that at the time yesterday. Now, Clint, the tune has changed. He has been placed on the IL. Astros announced Cesar Salazar, catcher, has been called up from AAA to take his spot on the roster, which I can't wait to see what the lineup comes out today as they take on the Brewers. I would imagine, Clinton Tyler, that maybe Diaz is going to start to be a DH, maybe Diaz Caratini in that situation, and the other one catches coming forward, and it feels like that's how they're going to probably handle it, to get those two bats in the lineup, and then when one of them needs a day off, Salazar may step in. But Clint, also to go along with that, Yordan Alvarez flew back to Houston, presumably to see team doctors. That also was announced here within the last 15 minutes, that he is no longer on the road trip with them. Calm down, Tyler.
No need for imaging, huh? Sons of bitches.
It does happen with them, doesn't it? They jump from no need from imaging to flying back.
Well, you got. Let's be honest. You got a double-edged sword going here. I mean, Yordan is as diva as it gets. And the Astros are as awful as it gets when it comes to communicating with the media. Period. Whether it's injuries or not. So you got two issues here that are colliding to make Joe Espada, he is really in a tough spot.
Why did he say that yesterday?
Well, probably because he.
Do you think it was
Yordan
a huge?
Told him. I'm sure it was just. It's not near as bad as Yordan makes it out.
Did
to
you
be.
Think?
But every time a guy slides into second and gets up like his ankle's hurt or something. It's always something.
Yordan.
I mean, he does have those surgically repaired knees, Clint. So we'd have to.
No,
but I'm just saying, like, what?
That's
happened?
Hurting his hand.
What happened for him to be so confident to say that we don't need imaging? Like, you don't even say that if you know, like, you're he's going to play the next.
Well, game. I don't know why.
What just happened?
I mean, in pro sports, it is very, very possible and real for him to always say with injuries, "Hey, man, I'm not going to talk to the media about injuries."
Yeah, like we're just
Joe needs to adopt that method. Period.
HIPAA.
I mean, he can go as far as hip if he wants. He can pull a Dusty, but I don't advise he pull a Dusty Baker. He can't get away with what Dusty could. But just say, hey man, I'm not going to talk to the media about injuries. We're going to handle this in house.
I don't understand how it got to.
It's wrong every time.
Like, I mean, not just wrong, but desperately wrong. Like, you only say that, Clint, if you have some level of real confidence that he's going to be good. Like, he's gonna be good. Like, yeah, he missed today. He's good. But we don't like. It's so much to a point we don't even have to look at it. How do we get from we don't have to look at it to IL to flying back to Houston to meet with doctors?
It's not ideal.
And this ain't the first time it happened. You remember what were they calling Kyle Tucker's fractured shin last year? A bone bruise?
I don't know. Weak ass shin bruise. Syndrome.
A bone bruise is what they kept calling it for three months.
That's right.
Contusion.
A contusion to bone bruise. Like, good guy. But now that we understand, we know he's going to at least be out, 10, 15 games?
Yeah, it depends on how far they retro it. It could be a couple of days retro. So,
but Clint, a team that I feel like we look at. And yes, it is early, but right now, unless they make a change at the deadline, which absolutely could happen, this team is not going to be led. How can I say it nicely? Not going to be led by their offense, and that is going to take a major hit when you take him out of the middle of it. And I know he has been struggling as much as anybody in the lineup. But still, his presence, teams don't view him like he's hitting 209. Teams view him like he's – and you know he can come out of it. He beat the Royals last Sunday. He just beat them himself. He is capable of doing that. That is a major, major hit to this lineup.
Well, you mentioned this earlier. I mean, look, the reality is with the Astros right now, they are more dependent on just a handful of players – than they have been in 15 years.
Fair.
I mean, and one of those players, this, in fact, the most important one of those players is Yordan Alvarez. And him not being in the middle of that lineup, and him not working his way out of the slump and producing more the way he has previously, you know, more so than this year, is a huge plus. Now, you can look at it and say, well, you got some guys that are coming around. You got some guys that are swinging the bat better. The entire lineup isn't batting sub 200 at this point in time. You got some guys that are swinging it better. So the Astros may be able to weather the storm without losing a boatload of games, but you're still just not the same. You're not the same team if you don't have Yordan Alvarez and Altuve on the offensive side. You're not the same team if you don't have Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez from a pitching perspective. Like, you're in a rough spot, and to lose one of those big guns is going to be a problem, and it's going to be painful, no doubt.
Yeah, it most definitely is. And they're going to need guys to pick it up. They're going to need Christian Walker, who had been swinging it better, to pick it up. Altuve to kind of get going again. Yeah, you want to know what makes me nervous, fellas?
What's that?
Is this a point where Dana Brown and Joe Espada, the captain, feel like they got to get creative with this lineup again?
Oh, hell. That's nervous.
What do you think this lineup? Do we know? Do we know what it's going to look like? What it's going to look like? We're going to see Jake in the three spot? The way Jake swung at this?
Yiner's been swinging it well. He ought to get up there too now.
Yeah, I just like, they like to get creative, and nothing more will get them creative when it comes to their lineup than we've got to do something with Yordan for the next.
Well, you know who your top three are going to be, right?
Do you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's got to be Altuve, Pena, and Paredes, right? And those got to be your top three.
Does he move right up there?
Got
does
to.
He
like who else are you going to put up ahead of?
Does he say, we're going to put Christian Walker right there?
I mean, I wouldn't mind it. See, maybe see some better pitches, even though he's been swinging it well.
Swinging it better.
But you've got a handful of guys. I like where the lineup's at in terms of guys turning the corner. Like I said, Yainer Diaz is swinging it better. Obviously, what Jake did with the historic day. Christian Walker swinging it better. I think they'll be fine. But you got to get the big fella back in the middle of the lineup and get him right as soon as possible.
All right, coming up as we continue, the Rockets, their season came to a close, and I just want to get this conversation rolling. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, jump in on this. Those of you on the text line, 713-572-4610, where do you reside now? Are you still in the camp of, hey, this was our first playoff series, they took the Warriors 7, let's keep this group together and keep growing and maybe do what OKC did and just add minimal guys? Or do you think they should change a bit of this core right now with how this season ended? We'll discuss that coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch, because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series, as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit, as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, here we go. Let's dive into this. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, jump in as well. I see some people jumping in. Proud of this team. I hate to lose any of these guys. Someone text in. Ron, the difference between the Rockets and OKC's young core is OKC has offensively skilled players who can also defend. The Rockets have a bunch of blue-collar tryhards who can't shoot worth a S. From our guy Ocho, they also had SGA, too. They have SGA who is ready to go, and the thought was, who would be this Rockets team's SGA, right? Like, it's a difference. Minnesota is young, too, and was young, too, but we clearly saw, they got some young parts, but they got Anthony Edwards. I mean, and OKC, they got some young parts, but they got SGA. They haven't had that person for the Rockets step up, and I just don't know if that person is here.
I mean, what is it, Jalen Williams over there?
Yeah.
Jalen Williams would have been the number one on this team.
Yep. And he's a two.
Solid two.
A solid two.
Yeah.
He would have been a number one.
Yep. Yes, they got more than SGA. They got more than just, yeah. I mean, look, the reality of it is we got.
But that was the difference. They knew they didn't have to try to go and find a top one. Yeah. Both of those, Minnesota and OKC.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
But that's the thought is, where do you stand? Because, Clint, you know, we sat here and we had this conversation for a couple of years now of, hey, just keep this group together. We talked about it. I talked about it at the trade deadline. I said I would go after Devin Booker. I would see what Kevin Durant costs, but I would go after Devin Booker because he, to me, fits. They need an offensive guy that can go get his shot, and I think he is young and can defend. He's with the age of these guys, which is something that Raphael Stone has talked about. He wants to bring in somebody, if he does, that is in the same age range of these guys. And we talked about it, and many people would, buck that and say, no, let's keep these guys together. Let's let them ride. They haven't even had a playoff yet. They haven't had this and that. I just wonder from you all, now that they have taken the Warriors to game 7, and we see everything they have collected. We've watched Jabari Smith. We've watched Tari Eason. We've watched Amen Thompson. We've watched Jalen Green. We've watched Alfred Şengün. We've watched this young core. We know Cam Whitmore didn't get on the court as much. We know Reed Shepard, who they drafted third this year, is in the wings. Now that you've watched this crew, has your opinion changed? Do you still think the Rockets should just keep running this back and say this was their first playoff experience and they're going to get better? Or do you think this team needs to do something to make a move that would affect this young core?
I think it's never been more obvious that they need to make a move. I'll be honest with you. I was never a keep the young core together until they didn't trade. They didn't make a trade at the deadline, so now it's all you got. You got to keep, okay, let's go see what they got. So I wasn't a fan of it then. I'm damn sure not a fan of it now. And here's the thing. As a fan, I love all these guys, man. Hell, I even appreciate Jalen Green's abilities, and I don't understand what's going on right now, but I don't like what's going on right now.
He had a great season up until the play.
But at the end of the day, what you have is not good enough. I mean, it's not good enough to beat an exhausted, beat-up Golden State team that has zero depth. And so much less make a push at a title. And so even if you like these young guys, it's not enough. You've got to make a move. You got to get somebody in here that's a real threat on the offensive end of the floor that brings that killer mentality, that gives you a chance in the waning moments of every single game to get a bucket and apply pressure to the opponent. I mean, you got to, and you don't have that right now. So it's never been more obvious. That's the one positive I think you can tell, or one of the biggest positives you can take from the Rockets playoff run this year, playoff series this year, is it's clear what they need to do. It's clear the group that you have right now is not good enough, and it's clear that the one player that has the ability and you hoped would be your one and could carry the franchise is not capable.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who thought we may see him, Jalen Green, being rise to the occasion, Clint, of being what Minnesota has in Anthony Edwards, or what OKC has in SGA, or what Detroit has in Cade Cunningham, a young player that stepped in. He'll, what Jalen Brunson is to New York, a young player that has stepped in, and he has shown the complete opposite of that. And this team, and I said it Friday, and I stand by it even more with game 6 and 7, Clint, and that is this team's one piece away. They were one, like, if they had Devin Booker on this team, if they had Kevin Durant on this team, if they had Giannis on this team,
they'd be in the second round.
They would have dispatched of Golden State in 5 or 6 games. Right, no matter where you do it, Giannis would not have missed all the bunnies that they have missed so much in the inside. Devin Booker is somebody they ain't making 6 of 18 threes in a closeout game, or even worse, they're not scoring 80 points in a game with him. Kevin Durant is going to get shots because Kevin Durant is a guy that 9 times out of 10, Clint, hell, you just hope he misses it because there's no way you can affect or block his shot. It's just you hope he misses it, and you hope he's not healthy. So and they're no fools, Clint. They see it. Hell, we all see it. We all see your leading scorer, who averaged 21 a game, was in single digits 5 of the 7 games or 6 or 4 of the 7 games in the series. And 2 other of them, he scored 11 and 12. That was the guy who scored 21 a game for you. So to me, I don't know, Clint, how anybody could watch that and say to themselves, like, I think Jalen Green or Shingun, maybe you get to yourself, you say Amen Thompson, but do you think that really soon? Like, I don't know how anyone gets to that point and says, yep.
Well, you got to, I mean, but look, I mean, for the crew that's the keep this young core together, like, now's the time. Like there's no, like, you've got to find a way to be competitive as, like the way I look at it, like, Jalen is a role player at best. You hope you can get some value out of him and push him to another team that's trying to rebuild, and they're going to hope and pray in year 5 and 6 he's going to be, he can get to a 1. But when you look at what the Rockets need to do, get a guy in here that, or a couple of guys in here that give you a chance to compete at a high level, and then you develop, like Amen Thompson, like, you bring him along, and his development or his inconsistencies aren't the difference between winning in the first round and being at home, right? I mean, you got, like, it's, to me, yeah, Amen Thompson is a guy that can help you tremendously on the defensive end of the floor and on the offensive end of the floor, on the glass for sure, but from time to time, he's going to give you buckets as well. But it's not consistent enough to take to the bank. You got, like, now's the to me, now's the time to make win now moves, and you, as you go, you develop, obviously, Amen Thompson into this thing. You don't just, I mean, what are we going to do? M.A. Udoka's going to be, we're not going to make any win now moves until M.A. Udoka's 4 years into this thing?
Or just keep hoping.
Yeah, no.
And just keep hoping. Man. Yeah, some people texting in. James here on YouTube and Twitch, shout out to you, James, for chiming in with us. Please don't blow this up for a season of 35-year-old Kevin Durant. By the way, James, I think he's older than that. James, it's hilarious. After dealing with Harden's playoff stinkers for so long, people want to dump young guys who were just in their first playoff series. I don't think you have to dump everybody. Like, to me, getting Kevin Durant, and I even think getting Booker or Durant, with all of the picks that you have for the Suns, you have all of the Suns picks. With that, I don't think you have to give up all of those guys. To be honest with you, I don't think the only, like, for me, I look at Shingun and Amen Thompson as guys that, yep. I think I'm gonna hold on to the guys. The only one that maybe gets into the Amen Thompson part is if you go after Giannis. And would I trade Giannis for Amen Thompson? Or I mean, well, not Amen Thompson, Shingun. Is if you go after Giannis. Would I include Alfred Shingun in a trade to get 30-year-old Giannis? Yes. I would do that. I would do that. But that's the only player, because, you know, I don't know how much I love them two being on the floor together. Right? And Milwaukee would want something. But no, you can include Jalen Green. Maybe you have to include one of the others. Like, maybe a Tari Eason, maybe a Smith. But to me, you get Amen Thompson, Şengün, and you bring in a Booker or Durant. Now you're talking about something. And now I think you are a not just a contender in the West to compete. You're a threat to win it all.
Yeah.
To me. And that's you have to, as a Rockets fan, watch this and say, them bastards had Steph Curry and Jimmy. If we'd have just had one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have just had one of them. We couldn't close any close games. We couldn't. We were depending on Fred. Devin Booker's taking turnaround fadeaway. I'm sorry, Devin Booker. Dylan Brooks is taking turnaround fadeaway.
Confidently.
What else? Like, I just, at this point, man, the Rockets are close. That's what they showed us. They are close. Udoka has done the hard part. They're close. Now you have all the ammunition to go and make a move. That's the other part of it. People, players, athletes want to come and live in Houston. Like, you're on the list. There are several lists of cities that athletes, especially NBA players, love to come and live in. And Houston is one of them. You got all the picks. You got money. You got young players that could go back in the deal. Hell, not even those. You got a Cam Whitmore. You got you could get creative. They can't look at this season and go, yeah, let's run it back. No, you got too much to be able to pull it off. All right, coming up, a little 5 o'clock fire. The big news coming out of the Astros camp, and we'll get you ready for them tonight as the lineup is out. We'll see what the lineup looks like with Yordan Alvarez out of it, as well as big news out of the NFL that a team that the Texans probably will have to deal with are trying to make this just about football when we are not crazy. We know this isn't just about football. We'll discuss all of that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.